This is MNN Sports. I'm Mike Grimm. The Twins took another road series. They've won six of their past seven games. They beat Arizona in Arizona yesterday, 4-2.
Really good road trip. I mean, proud of our entire group. We did a lot of things. I would say if you're talking about a culmination of a road trip, this is a total team road trip with everybody that contributed.
Manager Derek Shelton says the offense was cold early, then did what they had to do.
You got to give a ton of credit to Cabrera. Major league debut, came out. Changeup was good. Breaking ball was good. He kind of kept us at bay. And then once we got into their bullpen, we were able to break through. You know, I think a big part of it is, you know, you come off a 16-run, 20-hit, and then you get a major league debut, and it's like, what's the lull going to be? There was no lull. He pitched well, and then we were able to battle. And I think for this whole trip, you have to give our offense a ton of credit because they continue to put pressure on from the first pitch of the game.
The Twins will welcome the defending champion Dodgers to town tonight. The AAA Saints lost a slugfest to Omaha yesterday in St. Paul, 15-12. Shortstop Orlando Arcia homered twice in a 9-run fourth inning. The Minnesota Lynx faded in the fourth quarter. They lost at home to Washington last night, 84-79. The visiting Mystics went on a 14-3 run to close the game. Minnesota head coach Cheryl Reeve.
6 games in 12 days. It's not an excuse. It's real in terms of the physical drain going West Coast, East, or West Coast, Central, back to West, back to Central. That's a real thing. I always say if coaches, if we're tired, you know, multiply that, you know, for the players. So I think it's really important that we don't sit here and say scheduling loss and just rationalize it that way. You know, we need to kind of soak up, you know, the things that we didn't get done and, you know, try to make sure that, you know, the next time we play these guys.
Rookie point guard Olivia Miles scored 22 points in the setback. Minnesota dipped to 13-4. Washington is now 8-7. The same two teams play on Wednesday night in the nation's capital. This is MNN Sports.